what exactly is your full title now? Because you're more than a scout, aren't you?
I think so, yeah. The hours I'm doing, I think I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. But no, I've been brought in to help Stuart with his with the recruitment of players. Probably more than anybody, I've remained in this area and ran these leagues all my career. Obviously know Stuart a lot, and we go back a long way. So he asked me if I'd be prepared to do it. Didn't take too many seconds of my thought process, and I'm here, and going to take this game in today before I go on to Gillingham tomorrow and do the Gillingham Sheffield United game, who we play next week.
Indeed. So you have this title, Head of Recruitment. We keep hearing the word recruitment in football now rather than scouting. Is it just a change of word, or is there a difference?
I don't know. It's every club has. They either call them chief scouts, head of recruitment. I think the title really bothers me either way. I'm going to try and help Ed in the chairman because of the knowledge I've got around this level, and help Stuart with players and match reports because of the reasons why. It's pretty similar. So I don't think the title's really too much to worry about. I'm back at the club that I really wanted to work at eventually, and you know, with probably the biggest player in the club's history in Stuart. So yeah, hopefully we can get it right between us. There's a good team on and off the pitch, building. We came into a difficult situation early on in July, but here we are sitting in a good position in the league with a promising squad being built.
Yeah, you've got 12 new signings. Then were players that you said to Stuart, yeah, try him, or was it just a whole potpourri? You've got these names, he's got some, and you.
Listen, Coops, if we're top of the league at the end of the season, they're all mine.
Bonuses,
big bonuses. No, I think on and off it's a team thing. You know, we're going to make decisions on the pitch together. We're going to make them in terms of recruitment together, how we play together. We discuss everything with Kenny Black and Stuart. About the players we're playing with, the players we're going to play against, and we look at the types that we need to bring into the club, and then I go and find what I consider the types that Stuart wants within the monies that we've got available. So it's a bit like that how it works, but we're all three a bit of a team.
I can remember donkeys years ago when you were a player at City, and there was Terry Dolan and Stanton, and there was Maurice Lindley there as well, and it was described at the time in the late 1980s or mid 80s and late 80s sort of as being a continental approach to management. In this day and age, do you have to have so many more people that you can't just rely on the manager doing everything himself?
Well, I think the job in management now in this country, you've seen now how long managers can last, and I think if I can get Stuart to concentrate purely on the coaching, the team selection, the tactics, them sort of things, and say to him, listen, I'll deal with contracts, I'll deal with players, I'll deal with the match reports, I'll deal with people we're going to bring in after dialogue, I think that frees him up just to take care of a really important piece, which is what we're going to see in front of us, the action out on the pitch there. So I think, sir, it's definitely a role now where it's getting harder. I think you need better people around you, more people around you, make sure you succeed.
And having been a manager yourself for quite a number of years, I think for a while you were the third longest serving manager, weren't you, behind Paul Tisdale and Arsene Wenger when you were at Carlisle United. Do you miss some of that day-to-day involvement, or do you just relish the new opportunity?
It's funny, Nathan Clark asked me that yesterday, and what I miss is the grass. I miss the players, but I don't miss the aggravation, you know, that comes with it from every single source outside your football club. So now what I want to try and do is make sure that Stuart's protected from some of the stuff that goes on now, Coots, which I think at times is a little bit unfair, a little bit impatient, a little bit irrational. So, you know, Bradford's at the minute, it's a club being rebuilt again after Phil's period, and I think we've got to get a bit of patience. I think we're fortunate. I think we've got a fantastic core of fans who, to the hilt, if as long as you see people having a right go, we'll back what's going on at the club. Obviously results need to come paramount with that as well.
And as far as the squad is concerned, now there's the opportunity maybe in January to build, you know, if new players are needed for whatever reason, to cover for injuries, etc., loss of form. So do you compile dossiers between now and then? And, you know, if Stuart comes to you in November and say, look, we're going to have, you know, for the sake of argument, a left back, you know, it could be a right, you know, whatever, you can say, right, well, I've got the, you know, these might be available, let's go and have a look at these.
What's a dossier, Coops?
A
filing system, yeah. To be fair, what we've done is we've got a whole host of players, in a nutshell. Out of all them players, I try and get five players in each position that are always at the ready to give to Stuart to say, these are the players in that position, five goalies, five right backs, left backs, right through to 11. and say to him, which one out of them do you like? And obviously, because I know Stuart well and I listen to everything they're talking about every day, I know what type of players they want. So all them five have got to be affordable and the right sort of players with the qualities that Stuart likes.
And are you basing everything on what you see, what Stuart sees? Does Moneyball come into it at all? And you know, the old statistics?
Little bit. They, for me, it's my eye first, Y Scout, references, character references, then stats. You know, but on my board already, I've got every single top scorer in every single league in the country down to about level 9. So that would be stats, but I think that's important with the goal scorers. But the rest of it, I think the naked eye can tell you a lot more than stats. Stats can be quite deceiving at times.
I think that's something we should have a good chat about some other time. Finally, can you confirm that you have told Stuart McCall that over the next couple of months you need to spend a lot of time watching players in the Canary Islands?
I have, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that does not surprise you, does it? It's not just the Canary Islands, because I think top end of Portugal there's some decent ones, and you know, out in Magaluf where I went a few years ago, there's some stories there for me to go at as well. So I might be a little bit browner than I am today come the Jawinder.
We don't want to hear about Greg Abbott in Magaluf. What goes on tour stays on tour. You can tell me about that in a minute. Greg, great to speak to you, great to see you as well. Looks like you've got some super signings. Let's hope that come the end of the season they have paid off and that City are up at the top of the table.